Well, the idea was basically to make at one level a kind of conceptual picture book of the moment, of this moment, of these past 2 weeks in Vienna, musically. And I exclude by nature, not by nature, but I exclude in part the great historical Vienna musical life, which is classical music and all of its great tradition, and focus entirely on the living and the contemporary and the cutting-edge musicians, many of whom are renowned in the whole world, who are living here and working here right now. So I was fortunate to have the cooperation of 10 friends, people I knew and some I didn't know, but basically who were in the same musical family that I live in and come from. And those people are extremely varied and great differences in their work and outlook. But again, all belong to Vienna and all belong to the world and all belong to this moment. So my idea was to talk with them, like in a way like a journalist, just get some sounds of their voice and basically try to record even a little bit of their ambient, even their studios, their rooms, just noises like a parquet floor or some toys that may be sitting on a shelf or a child that comes into the room and starts talking to daddy, as in the case of Fenez, who then became her the daughter Lina. Lina Fenech became an important protagonist in my piece just because she was there in the room. My idea was not to use fragments of these artists' music, but rather fragments of their life, fragments of their voice. And I got this one idea which sort of unified everybody, was to ask each person to sing one tone. Now, most of these people are not singers. Bernhard Leitner is not a singer. Olga Neuwirth is not a singer. Fenez is definitely a wonderful bass baritone, but he's not a singer. And so on. I might as well name all of the other names. Andreas Sodomka, Mia Zabelka, a great trumpet player who's loved and known here, Franz Hautzinger. One of the founders of Klangforum Wien, Uli Fussenegger. I hope I haven't left anybody out. I did mention Bernhard Leitner and so on. Appearing also from the more hip-hop and electronica scene as Tuna Akan, and even a bit of Atvenger, which I was encouraged to bring in. I didn't know this group, even though they're not from Wien, or one of them is. I thought the music was very appropriate and extremely, extremely contemporary and of the moment. And yes, one artist from Linz, who I consider, in the broad sense, Viennese, even though he's from Linz, is installation sound artist Georg Nussbaumer. So I think that completes all of the names. And so I asked each of these people. As I say, I recorded in their studios, I recorded their footsteps, I recorded other ambient sounds. Oh yes, of course, an important figure in the piece is the musicologist, composer Dieter Delamotte, who's an elderly man and who's a very animated person and a performer in his own house and has this mad friendship with his own parrot. So the parrot, the papagai, whose name is Coco, plays also a special role in this piece. So all of these things I just gathered in the moment. So there's like taking photographs, taking snapshots. As I go around Vienna, I go into their studios, into their homes, in the streets with them, walking with them, talking with them. And I extract what for me are the sonic essences, which are useful to compose my own music, So their singing voices, their laughter above all, there's lots of laughter. Everyone is laughing. Everybody in Vienna laughs, no? Wien lacht. I used to think that this everyone in Vienna was depressed, like in the deep Freudian depression. But now I think everyone is a lot happier here.